USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri is the latest state to pass restrictive abortion measures. Governor Mike Parson.
I think that's important. I think that's showing Missourians' values, and it's a piece of legislation that will be signed in the near future.
Democratic Representative Carrie Engel.
There's really no words to describe it. It feels like we're failing the state of Missouri.
The bill increases tax credits for donations to pregnancy resource centers. Women who receive abortions after 8 weeks would not be prosecuted, but doctors who perform them could face up to 15 years in jail. The weather is not yet spring in some places. Brian Hurley is lead forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center, and he has bad news for the nation's heartland.
Thunderstorm activity, some of which could be severe, damaging winds, hail, but also, certainly with that said, the threat of flash flooding as well.
This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada stayed strong by waiting for a full lift of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. That happened, and now he says they're working on a new NAFTA.
These continued tariffs on steel and aluminum and our countermeasures represented significant barriers to moving forward with the new NAFTA agreement. Now that we've had a full lift on these tariffs, we are going to work with the United States on timing for ratification.
The battle over transferring billions of dollars to build a southern border wall with Mexico has now gone to court. And the U.S. House is urging a federal judge in California to not allow the transfer of money without Congress's approval. 20 states are joining the House in the effort to block the money being moved. Both sides were questioned about the ability to challenge the transfers. The judge did not say when he expects to issue a ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Standard Achievement Test is adding something new. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An OSU teen doctor is being accused of abuse, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
An independent investigation into alleged abuse of male students at Ohio State University by athletic department and student health center physician Dr. Richard Strauss finds that Strauss sexually abused at least 177 male students between 1978 and 1998, and that university personnel were aware of the abuse as early as 1979, but didn't start an investigation until 1996. Strauss voluntarily retired in 1998 with emeritus status and took his own life in 2005. OSU President Michael Drake emailed a message to the OSU community saying the findings of the investigation are shocking and painful to comprehend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.